Not only that, we also know God. And if God willing, I can complete it. Otherwise, where I stop, that is the end. In John chapter, first we can read the John chapter 10, verse 14. That is the familiar word. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. This is self-explanatory, and nothing to add with that word. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. God is always watching us. God is always knowing us. And our Lord is a good shepherd, and God knows us. He knows where we are, and where we have been, and where we are going. He knows how we are. He knows what is in our life right now. But we also know Him. How do we know Him? We know Him because we see Him as leading us, protecting us, and providing us according to our need. That is the first verse we are seeing that. And the secondly, Galatians chapter 4, verse 9, that is also a familiar word. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and the beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? Apostle Paul tells the church in Galatia that we know God because He gives us the grace to know Him. He knows everything about us. Although we have the privilege to know Him, we do not know Him in full. Our knowledge is limited, but God knows. God's knowledge is not limited. Question. But do we know Him as well as we should? The simple answer is no. We know Jesus as the Son of God, that He died for us, that He rose again, He ascended to heaven, and one day He will come back. This is an important, essential knowledge, but it is not a full knowledge. Day by day, we should know Him more and more. So, we are going to look at the testimony of some people in the Bible and their knowledge of God. When I was preparing this matter last week, last Sunday, Brother Alexander Kurian's message was about David. So he selected the word Psalm 78:72. So He shepherded them according to the integrity of His heart and guided them by the skillful of His hands. When I heard that message on that day, last Sunday, I was already wrote my notes, and that is God's will, I can see there, because I am also going to speak about David. So He he explained very well all the people, those who attended the last Sunday. It was a beautiful illustration for David and God's guidance to him. Let us see one portion from 1 Chronicles chapter 17. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. The king of David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far?" Verse 17. "And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O God, and you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regard to me according to the rank of a man of high degree, O Lord God." Verse 18. "What more can David say to you for the honor of your servant? For you know you, your servant." That is the point. "For you know your servant." David don't want to say too much because he realized God already knows everything about him. Brothers and sisters, when we come to this understanding that my God knows me better than anybody, including myself, our lives will be changed. Whatever we lack, maybe health, joy, frustration, will all come under the peace of God for the glory of God. When we read Psalms 139, we can see there these words clearly show as that our God is omniscient. He knows the past, the present, and the future. We will read that portion also. Psalm 139. "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For this is not a word on my tongue. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together." And verse 5 and 6. "You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it." What a wonderful statement, testimony David given here. God is an omniscient God, and he knows everything, each and everything, even a seconds, whatever we are thinking, or anything in front of God, nothing is hide. We cannot hide anything from him. He knows us well, better than before we think, better than anybody. David did not want to say too much. And he realized God already knows everything about him. And we cannot also say more than about us also. He is a very great God. David was a man after my own heart, that God said like that. Even though the weakness, and even though his foolishness, but God said, he did not afraid to say that, David is a man after my own heart. Dear brothers, if God looking at us, if he can tell like that, Jacob, you are my own, you are after my own heart. When I read this one, these passages, I was confused. If God looking at me and saying something, I believe that 50, okay, 50, we have to achieve. Secondly, I am trying to think about the Peter. Peter is a great man. And when we read John chapter 21, 14 to 17, and we know the story. So many times we were read it. And Jesus says three times in a similar way, Simon, do you love me? Or do you love me more than this? Peter was grieved that the Lord asked him three times. Third time, and he says to the Lord, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Two times, God did not stop there, but God wanted to hear from him that, God, you know all things about me. Dear brothers and sisters, you ever think that God knows us everything? We have to examine ourselves. We are coming to the throne of grace. We are coming for the prayer meeting. We can openly tell in front of him, God, you know all things about me. Peter's last answer is different than the first and two answers, because that is, you know all things about me. The same Peter on the days of Pentecost stood up with the apostles and raised his voice and said, Acts chapter 2, 14, verse 22, 24, 41. So those who gladly received his word were baptized, and we know 3,000 were added to them. The church started on that day. When we read Matthew 16, verse 13 to 19, Jesus asked the question, and the key to his is the answer that Peter gives. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then we read Jesus' reply in verse 17 and 18. We see the fulfillment of this on the day of Pentecost through Peter. God knows us and we know God. How much do we know about ourselves? That is another thinking. We do not talking about our education or our status of society living or jobs. What we are concerned about is how much do we really know about our own spiritual walk. John 9, we read about a man who was blind from birth. Jesus heals him, but that is not the end of the story. Another problem starts at the point. The Pharisees have a problem with Jesus healing him. They question his parents and the witnesses there. They even say, give God the glory. We know this man is a sinner. The Pharisees are telling, Pharisees never agree with Jesus. Whatever he do, a good thing or bad, he never did a bad thing, but whatever he do, they will always is against him. They will find something to tell the people. They are telling, even they did not keep quiet, they are telling we know that he is a sinner. His answer is an important answer because I was shaken by that answer. That we have to read it. John chapter 9 verse 25. He answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, do not know. One thing I know, that though I was a blind, now I see. That is the testimony of that blind young man. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the real knowledge we should have about ourselves as well. We were blind, but now we see. God opened our eyes. We realize that he healed us. And just like it is stated in verse 38, we can say, Lord, I believe. Then, and only then, can we worship him. Dear brothers and sisters, this verse examine our heart, our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with other people. We think we know everything, but we are not knowing anything. That is the fact. God is above all things. Every day when we read the Bible or whenever I read, so many times I read the Bible, whenever I read a portion, same again, immediately something strikes in my heart. I never thought about it. That is the way God acts in our life. This Lord is our shepherd. He is guide us, lead us. Let his name be glorified. And our brother Samathai, can you read that one?
Sunday, and Precious time granted to us in our life again to be in your presence.